The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, everyone. This is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield. Bev Prentice is operating the board, as always. Thank you, Bev. Mm-hmm. We are finishing up 2024 and looking forward to 2025. In the process, going over all the highlights of 2024, the most recent being the Wreath Art Auction. Yay. We had a very successful event for the Wreath Art Auction. Bev donated a wreath, which I believe City Council President Pete White took home. So that was awesome.
Thank you, Pete.
Thank you, Pete. It was a great night, as always. There were 75 wreaths donated this year, which is a lot of wreaths. And a lot of them were grab and go, which means you go in, pay the price, and you can take them home. Handful, about 15 of them were put up for auction. We raised up to around $5,200, $5,200 for the South Community Food Pantry. And that is the most we've ever raised in the course of the 10 years. So we're so grateful to the Wreath Art Auction artist, the wreath artist, I'm going to say, the wreath artist, including Bev, and the Springside Greenhouse Group. I would say 50 to 75% of the wreaths that came in came from someone affiliated with the Springside Greenhouse Group. So that group really just took it under their wing and spread the word to all of their members. And they came forward. A lot of them donated more than one wreath.
Wow.
Which, again, we were super grateful for. And Big Y came in this year. Employees of Big Y got together and made 17 different creations. And they donated all of them to sell and make money for the South Community Food Pantry. So it was just a wonderful night.
Do you think maybe you could have wreath auctions all year? You could have an Easter wreath.
I know, and a holiday.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to do that, Beth. But I appreciate your thought. Yes, we were so happy to give over the funds to Reverend Mike Denton and the South Community Food Pantry. And it was just a very wonderful evening and festive, and always good to give back to the community all, you know, any time of year, but especially around the holiday season.
In such a fun way.
In such a fun way, exactly. We were happy that you came and mingled around. You left before the auction started.
I did. I usually do, because I don't have that kind of money.
It's very fun to just watch the auction, but you also, I know, have a far way to drive, so we appreciated you coming down the mountain.
Well, thank you.
For the event. Yes, we're looking forward to the 2025 Wreath Art Auction in December.
I'll start as soon as I get home.
Oh, yeah, for the next year. But in the meantime, there are a lot of things happening. We are recording this before the holiday, and we want to let people know that you can give the gift of art this holiday season. First of all, what that means is many things. You can actually give someone's handmade work as a gift. For example, a lot of the artists over at the Clock Tower Artist Studios on Eagle Street, right by the Berkshire Eagle on South Church Street.
Okay.
I believe it's 75 South Church Street. Up on the third floor of the Berkshire Eagle building, they are having some opportunities to buy postcards and other smaller works of art, which are awesome gifts. And follow them along on Instagram and social media, Clock Tower Artist Studios. Art in the Berkshires is also another entity to be following along. They often tell you where to go to buy things. And of course, the spirit of buying local is alive and well in Pittsfield and the Berkshires. So many opportunities to buy local anywhere from the Allendale Shopping Center. Our friends Siobhan and Kent and Berkshire Running Center are in the Allendale Shopping Center. But then, of course, downtown, we have Dottie's and Circa and Ashley at Thistle and Thorn, and gift cards from all of the restaurants downtown. Dorian Ginger is in Hotel on North. Lots of opportunities for gift giving there. Gift cards all around. Museum Facsimile, which is right on the corner of Park Square.
I have got to get there.
It's a wonderful place. And the Berkshire Museum store as well has a great gift shop. But also gift cards to all of the places in Pittsfield and beyond. We also are appreciating Tara's pop-up store, which is, where is it? It's where Sen Sushi used to be. And then there was the spot was there. It's Truffles. Truffles by Tara.
Truffles.
And she will be there, I believe, through December 23rd, I think. But look up her, Truffles by Tara. She's on all of the social media as well. Hot Plate Brewing has some awesome merch. They have now a little coffee mug you can get coffee with in the store, but also gift cards to that place. And all of the ones in between. LovePittsfield.com and DowntownPittsfield.com, Downtown Pittsfield Inc.'s website, have a full list of all of the cool things.
I love gift cards.
Gift cards are a great way to just let people buy what they want. Mm-hmm. Which, because in the end, sometimes that's better.
Yeah.
In the end, sometimes that's better. Lots of art classes happening in the new year, which we are going to talk about, too. The normal, the ones that pop into your head right away are the ones from the Berkshire Art Center. Berkshire Art Center has a space on North Street, 141 North Street. There is an intro to experimental drawing techniques starting January 8th and going through February 12th. Join fellow artists in this friendly and welcoming studio setting, open to participants of all skill levels. Dedicate time to pursuing a drawing project you've begun on your own, or come in search of prompts to begin working on something new.
What does that mean, experimental, or what it was?
It just means experiment with what you want to draw. There will be an instructor there, so if you are new to it, they will be there telling you all the things. That's, again, starts on January 8th at Berkshire Art Center. LovePittsfield.com or Berkshire Art Center's website has more information. There's another one with Diane Fertel starting January 9th called Mixed Media Madness. Using a combination of mixed media techniques, we'll enjoy the freedom to explore, experiment creatively, and produce unique, exciting works of art. Together, we'll try our hand at oil and acrylic painting, photography, image transfer, collage, pastel, and more in this dynamic, artful experience. What we were talking about is you can get your loved ones a gift card to Berkshire Art Center and have them pick the art class that they wanted.
Oh,
that
I like that.
That is also an option.
That's
because
great.
You don't know, maybe you don't know if they want the drawing or the mixed media. You can give them many options. Here's another option: watercolor foundations at Berkshire Art Center. A versatile approach to the art of watercolor painting. This class will familiarize students with supplies, theory, and techniques. Practicing washes and brushwork, you will learn about water control and working with their paints. That sounds lovely.
That
January
does.
9th on Thursday evenings. And then we are so happy to have someone in our own vicinity, shall I say. Jim Horsford is at the Liechtenstein Center for the Arts. He is in the basement, and he has a pottery studio there, and he is offering classes starting in January. You can pick a Tuesday or a Thursday. There are a couple different time options. 6-week sessions. The course includes 15 hours of instruction on the potter's wheel, 2.5 hours per week for 6 weeks. No experience is necessary.
Sounds fun.
Beginners are welcome.
Wow.
Very fun. So there is a way to contact Jim Horsford directly. You can go to lovepittsfield.com for more information on that. And there is another class at Berkshire Art Center starting January 18th with Lucy Castaldo, the former executive director, is teaching this one. Design, carve, and stamp a unique book plate. Looking at book plate images, students will create a unique design. They'll learn the basic linocut printmaking techniques. This class will cover beginner level techniques, but all levels are welcome. That starts January 18th, and it's on Saturday. It's called Beginner Printmaking.
Oh, it feels strange to hear you say January.
I know. Well, you know what's even stranger? 2025.
Oh, I know.
Back in the days of writing checks, don't you remember? You'd be like, oh, you know, throughout the month of January and February, blah, 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 2024. Blah, blah, blah. Wrong year. Wrong year. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield. Bev Prentice is operating the board. We are talking about ending 2024 and beginning 2025 and all of the cool things that are happening in the new year and beyond. We were specifically talking about classes, art classes, pottery classes. There is an ongoing drumming class happening at the Liechtenstein Center for the Arts every Monday night. West African and Caribbean hand drum Monday evening classes with Amy Jelinas and Daniel Cohen. That has been going on
for a while,
for decades.
Yeah,
at the Liechtenstein, and it's a hit. It's great. So that information is also on lovepittsfield.com about all of the classes. The experiences going on in Pittsfield are happening through December 31st, Radiant Nights. It's a unique multi-sensory holiday experience at Hancock Shaker Village. They once again sparkle with more lights, farm animals, music, festive spirits, and holiday fun. Artist and extraordinary human being, Joe Wheaton, is the one behind this, illuminating the village with stunning and unexpected video projections. That happens Thursday through Sunday through December 31st. We do have information on lovepittsfield.com, but you can also get it directly from the Hancock Shaker Village website.
I had a friend that went there and said it was just the most marvelous thing.
It's magical. Mm. It really is to look at the round stone barn with Joe Wheaton's projections.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. So that's a cool, very cool experience. And, you know, we're going through the next few weeks in the newsletter because we're posting things early due to all of the holidays. We have recently changed up the Love Pittsfield newsletter a little bit, where we highlight some classes, we do some festivals, we do every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, a kind of a featured event every day. Jesse Tobin McCulley in our office has done a great job kind of reimagining that newsletter. And we, coming up in the next few weeks, are featuring events for New Year's Eve.
Ooh.
Do you do anything special on New Year's Eve?
Not really. I might take a nap and then wake up at midnight and then go back to sleep. Oh,
I rarely make it till midnight. I mean, it's just too late.
It is.
And
it
you
is.
Can watch the ball drop the next day in the highlights.
And remember, it's always Australia first.
I know. You can. I do like watching the parties around the world. Very cool. Bosque is hosting a New Year's Eve party on Tuesday, December 31st from 9 p.m. to after midnight. Ring in the new year at Bosque with music host Old Soul Sounds, a dance floor in the lounge, complimentary appetizers to get the night going.
And bring your special smooch.
Your special smooch to kiss Is it necessary to kiss someone at midnight? That's part of the...
That's part of the fun.
Part of the fun. If you're awake. That is at Bosque, Tuesday, December 31st. Also, on New Year's Eve, you can celebrate with Max Creek at the Colonial Theater, starting at 8:30, backed by popular demand for a special performance by one of Berkshire County's favorite bands, Max Creek, celebrating five decades of music. In the Northeast, Max Creek's eclectic style defies genre boundaries, blending rock, country, reggae, soul, jazz, and calypso. That's so a lot of genres.
Are you saying that they've been around for 50 years?
They celebrating five decades of music. Correct. Their joyous performances are filled with smiles and laughter. So that's New Year's Eve at the Colonial Theater, starting at 8:30. You know, that's pretty reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
You can start the evening at 8:30. And there are ticket, we have information on lovepittsfield.com, but there's also ticket information and ways to purchase tickets directly on Berkshire Theater Group's website, berkshiretheatergroup.org. Also on New Year's Eve, this one appears to be a little more family friendly. It's at Ken's Bowling, Cosmic Bowling, New Year's Eve Glow Party, Ring in the New Year with Cosmic Bowling Glow Party, free glow sticks, and late night party favors. Reserve your lane now. For reservations requiring more than two lanes, there is a special deposit required. Please reach out. I think for Ken's Bowling these days, especially around the holiday season, if you don't reserve your lanes,
you can't get in.
You can't get in.
No, it's a great place.
Yeah.
I love bowling. It's old fashioned, but I love it.
It's awesome.
I can't do the big balls. They're too heavy.
Oh, you have the little? You like the candle pin?
Yeah.
Huh? I say do what you like. This sounds super fun, though. Ring in the new year with Ken's Bowling. You can go online or call them at 413-344-4349 for more information on that. Again, all of this stuff that we're talking about is on lovepittsfield.com. lovepittsfield.com for more information on the art classes and all of the events.
I'm so glad I signed up.
I know, Bev. After all these years.
After all this time.
We're very happy you signed up as well. We get the notifications. And we're happy. We were happy to see a familiar name on that. Also, if you're listening to this early enough, The Wizards of Winter is at the Colonial Theater. That's on Saturday, December 21st. And Holiday Kids Story Slam is at Wander. Holiday Kids Story Slam at Wander on Sunday, December 22nd.
Wander
is this really cool new space. 34 Depot Street. It's behind Tito's Restaurant, where Berkshire Running Center used to be.
Uh-huh.
Jay Santangelo. They were here, I think, for one of the programs to talk about Wander. Anyway, right before they opened, Jay was here. So Wander is this amazing community space. There is a coffee bar. There's kombucha. There's pop-up food for lunch. There's cooler filled with drinks of all kinds. There is
a
little...
Is it W-A or W-O?
W-A.
A.
Wander into Wander.
Okay.
Very cool space, and check it out for sure. We were grateful to Wander because we hosted Dom, this Lego phenom. This Lego cool guy Dom is his social media handles. And that was really cool. We had an event at Wander where we watched the Lego Masters Holiday Bricktacular that he was featured on.
Wow.
And he was sitting there when we all watched it. It was so cool to like see his reaction to all these funny things.
Oh my gosh.
And the concept of this show was you had to build a quote unquote snowmobile, and it was being rocketed through a ring of fire. And
seriously,
the one that went the furthest
uh-huh.
won. And he was paired, they were all the Lego Masters were paired with celebrities. So he was paired with Cheryl Hines, who is the wife, on-screen wife of Larry David in Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Wow, that's a very popular show.
Yeah. And of course, Dom is young. He's now in his low 20, like 22, 23.
Oh, he's but a baby.
Yeah, on the show, he was like 19 or 20. He had no idea who this woman was. And she was paired with him as a celebrity guest. So it was so fun to hear the behind the scenes, everything. But they won. Dom and Cheryl won. Their rocket was a Christmas tree with this elf on top sending one last present.
So it was aerodynamic.
It was aerodynamic. And it went the furthest. They won. It was very cool to have him. He went to Wander for a Sunday event. He was at Hot Plate Brewing on Saturday night for an adult-only event, which was so cool. Bricks and Brews. Lots of adults love Legos, we learned. There were a lot of people that came out for that. And then Saturday, Bottomless Bricks, who co-hosted this weekend with the city of Pittsfield, Aaron Laundrie and Bottomless Bricks, had an event at Bottomless Bricks that featured Dom. It was a meet and greet. So these kids were so excited because he's a famous Lego guy. Like he does these builds on TikTok or and then just posts them, and all these kids are like, "Oh, it's Dom!" It's Dom. He was so cute. It was a very cool weekend to have him. So thank you to Dom for coming to Pittsfield. Thank you to Aaron Laundrie for hosting and being the co-host of that event, and thanks to the city of Pittsfield for also making that happen. It was super fun weekend. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We are so happy to be on 89.7 FM WTBR. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the city of Pittsfield. We are going over kind of the highlights of the past few weeks, but also looking ahead to 2025 and all of the art classes happening and some events over New Year's Eve. All of the information that we've been talking about is on lovepittsfield.com, lovepittsfield.com. We encourage you to sign up for our Love Pittsfield newsletter. If you have an event happening in Pittsfield, please let us know. We will post it in our newsletter and or on our website for free because we want everyone to know about all of the cool things happening in Pittsfield.
And there are a lot of them. Mm-hmm. There's never a dearth of things to do.
There is never a dull moment, that is for sure. So we want to spread the word about all the cool things happening in Pittsfield for sure because why not?
Why not?
Why not, right?
Well, I can tell you why not, because if you don't do it, nobody's going to know about it, and everything will be just empty.
Yeah.
But so you can't have that.
No, that's no good. That's no good at all. We are gearing up after the holiday season for the 14th annual 10 by 10 Upstreet Arts Festival. This year, that happens February 13th through the 23rd.
Is that a Friday?
It starts on a Thursday and goes to a Sunday. 13th is a Thursday. You're testing my date knowledge here. But I happen to know that because we have programming happening throughout. We partner with a lot of organizations. Of course, Barrington Stage Company is the big one that does the 10 by 10 New Play Festival. But we have a great artist exhibition coming into the Liechtenstein for that time, featuring mural artists. Ooh. The exhibition is called Off the Streets, and it features 10 mural artists with works other than murals on the walls of the Liechtenstein Center for the Arts. Jacob's Pillow will be involved once again in collaborating with the 10 by 10 festival to present something wonderful. Fireworks are hopefully happening on Saturday, February 22nd. Berkshire's Jazz is scheduled to have a concert within those 10 days as well. And the City of Pittsfield's Office of Parks and Recreation is spearheading a bunch of cool outdoor recreation events, including the second annual Winter Festival at Clatt Park, which will take place on President's Day, which is 13, 14, 15, 17th, Monday, February 17th.
So the weather is going to be like today and yesterday was? And
today, when we're recording this, it's very balmy. Mm-hmm. But 3 days from now, the high is 15 and the low is 4.
Ouch.
So we don't know what the weather's going to be like in February.
I
we
may really, not go outdoors.
We really have no idea what the weather is like. But what people do, and they've done for the past, this is the 14th annual festival, they bundle up. You really do.
You have to.
Yeah. Yep. We put our hats and mittens on, our winter coats, our boots, and we go outside and enjoy all that Pittsfield.
I want the bubble. I want somebody to invent a bubble that you can put in your whole body in and just go out and, you know.
Is that like a sumo wrestler
kinda, outfit?
Well, kinda. They do have those.
They do.
I mean, for Halloween, you can be a sumo wrestler. Would you like to try that for the 10 by 10?
I don't think so. No.
Save the date for the 10 by 10 Upstreet Arts Festival, February 13th through the 23rd, 2025. We have to get used to saying 2025 because we are heading into that year and that concept.
I didn't
and
have any idea I was going to make it this far.
Well, bonus. It's a bonus. Here we are. We made it, and it's almost 2025. We've got probably just a few more minutes. I was thinking, which I always throw Bev off because I just think of these things while I want to play a song or something. And I was thinking of It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year. Let's see if this comes up. I always think of these and throw Bev off. Oh, I think I got it.
Go ahead.
So I think we're going to go out with this song and say to everyone, have a happy holiday season. And we wish everyone all the best
in
2025 as we enter 2025. And thank you for listening to the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show on WTBR 89.7
FM. This is the first time you can say, see you next year.
See you next year. Woohoo! See you next year, Bev.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago.